How big bad decisions really happen. One of the most expensive product launch failures in business history was a beverage. Yes, a simple soda. How do you get that wrong? Well, Crystal Pepsi was launched in 1993 to great fanfare in response to new consumer interest in clear and caffeine-free drinks. Perhaps they seemed more refreshing or healthy. So Pepsi thought, let's offer a soda that's both clear and caffeine-free and in a clear bottle to highlight its appeal. But scientists at Pepsi had discovered a major issue. Clear drinks in clear bottles deteriorate easily, soon acquiring a terrible taste. Reports on early batches in the hands of bottlers confirmed the problem. Nonetheless, in a hurry to launch the product, executives ignored these indicators. The launch failed as miserably and embarrassingly as you and those scientists would have expected. Today, 3 decades later, the Crystal Pepsi debacle is more humorous than painful to contemplate. But this type of massive failure is more familiar and frequent than we might wish. One of the worst foreign policy failures in American history was the launch of a small invasion into Cuba in 1961. Quickly recognized as a nearly catastrophic fiasco, the Bay of Pigs almost destroyed John F. Kennedy's presidency and would have done so had he not delivered a sincere and superb apology to the nation, taking full responsibility for the error. These events led to social science research on a phenomenon called groupthink. Groupthink describes a decision-making process, usually among high-status decision-makers who are more committed to group harmony and to the illusion that their plan will work than to actual critical thinking. As a result, they end up making a bad decision. So whether you're working in the private or public sector, recognize the risks of groupthink. Do your homework, listen to the experts, and ask your team to find the holes in your plan, not just the strengths. If your plan takes place in new territory, assume in advance that it has flaws and decide that you'd rather be the first to find them than the last.